Eric Allen out here alongside Rich Sermonello of Campus Insiders. We took a glance at Jets rookie mini camp today. One person who stood out to me was number 62, a defensive lineman, the Jets' first round pick, number 6 overall, Leonard Williams.
You know, you don't want to make too much out of it, EA. Obviously, it's a practice, but you watch him without pads on, extremely athletic, very agile for somebody who's playing at 300 pounds. I loved watching him getting tutelage from Pepper Johnson on the sidelines. So you know that the kid's just 20 years old. He's got a lot to learn, but that's what this type of a weekend is. It's the beginning of the journey for Leonard Williams.
Jets Nation always wants an update on the quarterback position. Bryce Petty, fourth round pick, of course, is here. What did you see from Bryce?
You know, for Bryce Petty, he's drinking out of a fire hose right now. I mean, every day is going to be a tremendous learning curve. He knows this. The fans know this. I'm excited about Bryce Petty. I do see a bright future from a value standpoint. Fourth round pick, you look at his arm talent, you look at his body of work, learning from Art Briles for a number of years down at Baylor. I think in the fourth round, you could sit back, you could tutor this kid for a couple of years, and hope that he has the potential to someday be a franchise quarterback.
Devin Smith was quiet today, but again, this is just one workout. I like what he brings to the table. We were watching special teams drills, and he was down on the ball inside the 10-yard line. He could really help this team on special teams right away.
Pure athleticism from a speed standpoint, from a physical standpoint. You know, he's not going to be your top wide receiver in 2015, but maybe he can help in special teams. And the thing I like more than anything else is as I watched last year and in 2013, I think this was arguably the best deep ball receiver, one of the better home run threats, the way he adjusts to long balls. That's a facet of this offense that's been missing. You'll have the underneath guys, you'll have possession receivers, but Devin Smith is the kind of player who could take the top off the defense, can stretch the field. Today was quiet, but so be it. You know, tomorrow maybe comes back and has a big day on the practice field.
And lastly, what do you think about Todd Bowles, rookie head coach, but this guy has succeeded at every level, former undrafted free agent, won a Super Bowl. What do you think about him on the field and also the way he handles himself?
I like the initial response I get, EA, is no nonsense, all business, matter of fact. Guy's a football coach. I think of Mark D'Antonio at Michigan State. I think of Charlie Strong now at Texas, formerly of Louisville. These are terrific defensive-minded coaches. And they just want to get to work. They just want to win football games. And I think that's something that Jet fans will really appreciate during his tenure.